on last week's episode,
takes one of the snakes out of its hair and proceeds to fire a shot at Kangor.
You.
Snakes. Would it have to be snakes?
18 to hit.
Yeah.
14 points of damage.
Ow.
As the snake pierces through your left bicep, and you can feel it wriggling around in there.
Ah.
Oh.
That's gross, man.
That was revolting.
So you get behind something, Top Card, your sister, as two snakes enter into your back, Odd Thrill. 24 points of damage.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
And
sorry.
It's all right.
Get behind something else, please.
Okay. Yeah. My bad.
Odd Thrill, there's snakes in your back.
oh, really?
Yeah. Watch out.
Con save?
15.
Nope. You're now poisoned as well. Odd Thrill, you can see Kangor is in losing battle to his demons. Your sister and Craggle are completely frozen over into statues.
Not again.
The Yanti are gaining upon you as OG is looking to almost have you as its next meal.
This is the second time tonight that I have been so deeply afraid of losing my sister. So I'm going to use divine intervention, and I am going to, with all my being, try to fight.
It's pretty
low. It's really low.
Have all left the tower. Both the twins have left off in a huff. You can see them kind of having a moment, and it's pretty tense, so you kind of decide to give them some space. And Kangor, weirdly enough, while he was going with you, you suddenly notice that he's talking with a bunch of these freed prisoners from the stone, and he's kind of like trying to help lead them to, like, maybe the police or, like, some kind of, like, maybe the Pet Temple Eldath. I'm not sure. You know how he is when it comes to refugees. He's just kind of needs to help people, right?
Classic Kangor.
Classic Kangor. So, where do you and your parents want to go?
Let's see. Probably, we got some catching up to do, so, I'd say the Razor Factory might be the safest, the best place for it. I could say to say to my parents, like, it's called the Razor Factory, but it's chill there. It's not. It's safe and cool.
If it's safe, why call it Razor Factory?
That's. The people that run it are these weird, like, swinger people that maybe they know the answer. They'll be cool. I promise. It's like, it sounds weird, but they're nice.
We'll take your word for it. You know this place better than any of us.
Okay, so yeah, you'll mosey on down to the Razor Factory. Again, going through the slums, you can see there's several gangs on there. You know, it's gotten a lot quieter since all of the cheering and huzzah from the freed people. And as you make your way down to the Razor Factory, you can start to hear some of that, you know, bardic thumping dance music that the Razor Factory is known for, and we'll probably end up, you know, seeing some, you know, people smoking, you know, wearing all black. It's a rogues bar.
Yeah, and I'll say, hey, so, like, and also I'm a rogue, so hey, run, it's cool, it's fun. These are my people.
And you walk in, and you can see this place is amazeballs. This place doesn't have a single corner in the entire place. All you can see is that it seems like almost like an endless void of personal dimensions that have their own booth. And the only thing that seems to be like the most center anchor point is this large bar in the middle with two half elves with silvery white hair that are cleaning down. You know, Hala and Jacob, and Hala looks at it like, Kraggle, how are you today?
Hi again,
everybody. What is this with you? It looks so familiar.
They remember they came through here once upon a time. Looking for me, they went up in the tower, yada yada. We broke them out of the tower, everything's great now. These are my parents.
Oh, nice to meet you. I am Hala, and this is my brother Jacob. It's been a long time since I've seen you. What are your names again?
Oh, hello, dear. I'm Freefy.
Sauros Garrick.
Ah, nice to meet you both. I can see where Kraggle gets his looks both, so... Good looking peoples.
You're not gonna fuck my parents.
Who That's said anything my wife about... you're talking to.
well.
Who said anything about fucking anybody here?
I know what you do. I know what you're trying to have us try to come to your swinger parties.
This is a non-kink shaming kind of place, Kraggle. Come on.
I'm just saying.
You know the rules, and so do I. So let's not get into this, all right? Let's not get on a bad foot. It's all celebrations and happiness. People's parents are connected together. This is not a time of loss. This is a time for joy.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What can I get you all?
A drink.
Yeah, so let's do those. Remember the big giant beer you gave me last time? Let's just have three of those big beers, and we'll get a table, and that'll be that.
Sure, I'll bring your table right down, Kraggle. And Hala will go ahead and make up three 32-ounce beers. While Jacob brings down Kraggle's personal booth, and you can all climb on in, and you feel yourselves swirl up into the rest of the void with all the other ones, and you can see all these other bars. They're shadowy figures inside. You can't ever really make out who else is in them or make out what anybody else is saying. It's almost as if it's the most private place you could be for anything.
It's great. Works great.
Well, I'm glad to know beer tastes the same.
Oh, yeah. If anything, they're making it more beer flavored than ever.
She slams her drink down. Still left plenty left in there. It got better over time.
This is going to my head faster than it ever did. How long have I been asleep?
Oh, we did some napkin math at some point. It's like, I don't know, somewhere between like 5 and 10 years, I think, that y'all were in those statues.
You're so much hairier than I remember.
And I'm not even that hairy. I'm always getting hair singed in with fire and stuff too, like, I don't know.
Oh, honey, I think you look just fine, and she almost reaches over to brush some hair off and then doesn't, because you're a grown man now. She smiles at you and sips her mead. And so tell us more of your travels.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. I think I can give you the cliff notes here. But, yeah, so pretty much, if you remember back to, the night I went missing, it was Rasifi's birthday. And we were in Zimbaru, and pretty much, I don't know, I tried finding everybody. It was just, we got separated and lost, and I don't know, I stayed in Zimbaru and got all hooked up with the yellowfish in there, and was doing all kinds of little street gang, street urchin shit, and...
You see your mom's face go from, like, heartbroken to a little hardened...
Dad drinks his beer faster.
yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Thankfully, I wasn't in Zimbaru for that long. And I was, forcing my way up to here, up to Vega eventually. I got involved in the, kind of my MO for a lot of the time between then and now was doing this street gang stuff. Just because that was what used to be aspirational for me. And, made some good friends, made some good enemies. It is what it is.
Dad cries silent tears into his beer mug.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen. We don't... It's... The good thing is I'm not doing any of that stuff anymore, right? Right? Like, we're here. We're back together. And if it wasn't for that, wouldn't have got me to here. You know, it's... We all got our own journeys we go on. And... But yeah, we've kind of been... after I was done here in Vega and had to get out of town, you know, for reasons, ended up making my way over to the coast and got hooked up with Kangor, who you saw, and the
he's a fine man, a fine orc.
He's great. He's a smack too religious for me, but he's all right. He's good. He's good people.
Well, I think he's just dandy.
He'd love to hear you say that to him whenever we see him again before we send you all back home.
Well, I'll be buying drinks for all the fine young people who took care of my little boy and kept him safe.
And so, oh, I should tell you, you know, while we worked our way, because we were on the coast, we went south and then around the Infernal Bay and the rainforest and stuff, work our way back up here. We stopped back off at the farm, at the family farm, and it now is fully paid off and owned by Rosifi. That was something that we did on our way up here. So you've got a home that's ours to head back to. Are you crying? Are you laughing? What is this?
I'm crying.
I think he's cry laughing, actually.
It's impossible to believe. You saved our home.
Krakow, I don't know what to say.
I mean, I don't think there's anything you have to say. It's there. It's there for us now.
Wow. We were so torn between following the, well... To be honest, dear, your trail was a little bit messy for a while.
Sure.
We were worried you lost your soul. Excuse me, I'm a little drunker than I expected.
It's a big beer. They serve a big beer here.
Ugh, and a potent one, too.
We tried checking in with the farm and sending funds back, but having your family torn, it was just so much to try and find you and keep the farm running.
So Rosifi is married now.
What?
I don't know if I know that.
She's married to this guy named Billman.
Is he a good man?
From what I know, he was doing right by us. Yeah, that was part of the whole deal. We had to kind of rescue him from some fighting pits, where he was trying to make money to pay stuff off. So in that way, willing to do what it takes for family.
As far as I'm concerned, the jury's out on him. Introduce me to this man.
Well, he lives there, so I mean.
He's been running our farm for the past. I'm not sure how long, honey.
Well, it hasn't fallen into disrepair, has it?
A few years. There's kids. Your grandparents. I don't know. You didn't know that.
What?
I need to sit down. Am I already sitting? I'm already sitting.
We're sitting.
How do I get another beer?
I heard someone needs another beer.
Maybe a bathroom break, too. You're slamming down 32 ounces of beer.
I'll send up another round of 32-ounce beers, and I'll also send some napkins up, too, if you need to clean up a little bit.
There's an empty mug right here.
Don't wait.
Pat, it'll just disappear, and a new mug will be there.
See, we come back. The service here is great.
Well, you seem
to have made a name for yourself to be known in this kind of establishment. Have your own booth?
Yeah, we go by. I used to hang out here all the time, so I got this this old best friend. He's not old. He is a best friend from when I used to live here. His name's Jason. He's now the one-armed bandit, super fun. He's kind of a, kind of a steal from the rich, give to the poor kind of guy now. And so, yeah, we used to hang out here all the time together.
See why? Beer's good. Atmosphere's good.
I'm a grandparent.
Yeah. I'm an uncle.
I'm still just shocked that I I mean, I already knew I was a parent, but now I'm a parent firsthand.
I feel like I never really got to be a parent. I never got to see you grow up. I never got to see my boy become a man.
Well, I mean, a lot of stuff goes down when you're, I don't know, associated with some of the wrong kinds of people.
I'm just happy that in spite of that, you turned out to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am good.
Well, I think you just had a hand in saving many people.
That's pretty wild. We were not expecting to get up there and see a bunch of statue people.
Hero. Oh, just wait till your sister hears about this.
She's gonna lose it. Never mind. You'll find out when you get there.
And a story you can tell your nieces and nephews.
You didn't have to kill anyone, did you? I've heard things, but I want to hear it from you.
By way of, you know, most... Okay, I should just come out and say it. I, yes, have killed people, but most of them, you know, were on the evil side of things.
There you go, honey. He's a hero.
I'll accept it at that. Don't tell me anymore.
Okay, great. I mean, yeah.
You saved lives. You stopped bad people from doing bad things. That's, I suppose, what a father wishes for in his son.
Creepy nods emphatically.
A man who can stand up for what's right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get all strapped up with, like, swords and daggers and stuff, you know, without doing some amount of killing.
I suppose.
But I'm small. You know, we're small. We're small people. I sneak around and stuff more often than just running into fights.
So you use your wits.
Yeah. Yeah, I try.
My clever little boy, big man.
Clever is maybe a stretch. Kind of a ding-dong, but that's okay.
Well, for you to have survived what you did and come out with such impeccable character... You're the smartest gnome who's ever lived, in my estimation.
It's like manic laughing just the suggestion of that. But yeah, I mean, and we got, you know, one of the reasons, so we're going to put you all up in a, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to do a hotel or something, or just want to get in a carriage and get headed home, like, we'll set that up for y'all. We've got, some more stuff, like, we're trying to take down the kind of the gang that runs this city here before we leave. And then Kangor's, there's this stuff called the Black Decay that Kangor's kind of hell-bent on eradicating, that we're gonna go work on taking care of that. And it's, you know, there's a big demon entity that we're also gonna try to deal with also, so.
Oh, so that's a That's no on coming back to the farm.
That's my end goal is to come back to the farm. But there's just some, we could call them errands to run before.
Why do you need to get mixed up with a demon? Why can't you come home now? You're an uncle. You have a farm. You have responsibilities.
He has a lot of responsibilities.
I'm trying to ensure the safety of that life. It still feels like I have to earn it. And to make it be what I want it to be for us and our family and everybody, you know, I owe it to these folks who've helped me grow up, helped me stay safe while we've been running around. Because if I was on my own, dealing with all the things we've been dealing with, I wouldn't have been able to even make it to here to save y'all.
When you put it that way, I suppose you do owe them a debt. Just promise us you'll come home.
That's the hope. That's the hope. And making sure that home can stay there, you know.
So this demon, it threatens not just these cities, but more?
From what? And listen, it's awful. It is awful religious and hard for me to follow, but we've seen, like, demons kidnap people and jump through portals and stuff, and it's pretty heavy duty stuff that we're kind of trying to prevent here. there's times when I think they could do it without me, but, you know, sometimes I don't know if I think I'm a piece of that puzzle. I think they need me to help.
Well,
Creepy's nodding along with you. You can already tell she's just your number one fan.
All right.
Salrose is sipping his beer a little bit more methodically than before, but he's kind of gradually coming to accept that this is the decision you've made, and he just needs to go along with it, kind of biting his tongue.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say my goal has always been to get back to a simpler life, and, you know, I didn't know when we got back to the farm to check on it what we were going to find. But that's where I want to end up.
Well, then here, just a moment. I have something for you.
Hmm?
You see your mom, like, pull up her pack and rifle on through, and then she pulls out this little ratty and worn but well-loved duck and sets it on the table and looks at you and goes, well, here's a little duck for a little luck, and scoots your little, the toy across the table to you.
Oh my god. Is that Quackers?
It sure is.
We saved him for you.
Wow.
And, well, he's been lucky so far. Here you are. Maybe I think he should go with you for a little bit.
He's kept us strong through beyond what we ever imagined we could endure.
So, I mean, I guess... What? Why did y'all go up in that tower? You had to have heard and known that it was bad news waiting for you inside of there.
We knew, but just as you can't help but go after this demon pulling people into other portals, other dimensions, we thought the same fate had happened to you. That you had entered the mirror.
You're our boy. A parent fights for what he loves and she loves.
Yes, and that idea of you being somewhere so lost and so alone and so different and so foreign, if there was a chance that had happened, we had to at least see if we could do something.
I couldn't live with myself knowing my boy could be in trouble and I'd done nothing about it.
Wow. So, I mean, other than that, like, what other risks and stuff did you have to deal with?
Well, we did. At least at the start, like I said. We were a little bit of a messy trail. But, I mean, on one hand, it helped give us clues to find you. Gang life is dangerous, but trying to follow someone in gang life, that's also been a little dangerous, and we've also seen a few things.
I got stabbed.
Oh, he has just this huge scar.
Who stabbed you? Where'd you get stabbed?
In an alley. This was early in our travels. We sort of, well, in hindsight, we, how do you put it? We gave off the vibes of easy prey.
Sure.
And so they took advantage of that. I was stabbed. They took my money. I had to beg. It was...
It was hard, but just nothing... We just knew nothing. Nothing could compare to what you were going through.
Yes.
And that honestly, like, kept us going.
Yes, through those, wow, those hungry days, just the thought that you could have been dealing with worse, it kept my fighting spirit alive.
Wow. Having also been stabbed, you know,
that's
a duty step.
I mean, of course.
Yes, if you've killed, you must have been stabbed.
Well, there was, and this is wild. This is maybe the wildest thing I've got to. We went in this. This was like, I think a year ago. We went in this. Effectively, it was a haunted mansion looking for some gem or something, and I got on the wrong side of a cursed, like, sock monkey doll, and it's so bonkers, and it chased me all over the damn place, and stabbed me several, and has stabbed me more than once. It's dead now. There's nothing to worry about. But
a sock puppet.
A sock puppet. Am I drunk or did you? I mean, I am more drunk, but
how did you hold the knife?
With its weird little sock hand. It was
a little tiny sock.
It was no good.
What a wide world.
Yeah.
I'll keep to my farm if you don't mind.
Yeah, that the farm isn't a bad place to keep to. We've seen all sorts of stuff. The first adventure Kangor and I went on, we found a guy made of bugs and a giant, like, tentacle flesh monster. It was wild.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's that black decay stuff, so we'll probably have to fight more of that.
My boy, going up against a tentacle flesh monster.
Yeah, we called it the Octoflesh.
Yep, sounds reasonable.
Sounds appropriate. Disgusting.
It was, it was pretty gross.
Well, I feel nauseous. I'm not sure if it's the too much beer or what I'm picturing of this octoflesh in my mind.
Well, you haven't been that big of a fan of seafood beer.
No, can't stand the smell.
Yeah.
I'm a volcano man myself.
What does that mean?
I like the smell of rock and heat.
Oh, well, that makes sense why we live by Zimbaru then.
I don't mind it as long as we're not too close to it.
Yeah. Is there anything else y'all want to know?
Has there been a lady? Or a man?
Or a man, or you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, of course, yes, no shame for anything. Have you taken a lover?
Nothing that serious. But, I've been pretty focused on just, trying to find y'all for so long. It's, it's hard to make room for stuff like that.
Well, you have plenty of time to give us another set of grandchildren.
Oh, God.
I'm sure there are plenty of fine gnome young ladies or fine young gnome men waiting for you at home.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think, I don't know how thriving kind of our little, that farming community is anymore, but...
You want someone more, I don't know.
I always thought you'd end up with Lapsy Loptip.
Oh, Lapsy, she was such a lovely little thing.
Oi, you know, I haven't heard that name in so long. Feels like the first time I'm hearing it.
Oh, well, I mean, I think she... She married the baker's son, dear.
Did she?
I think they have, like, two or three little ones. Yeah, she married the baker's son, yeah.
Huh.
But she does have a sister.
She does. Oh. She does, yes. Well, perhaps unwed.
We have some time to scope it out.
We have some time to scope it out. We'll find a suitable mate for you. Oh. That will be our gift to you.
Potential, honey. You know, we'll just have him over for a casual dinner. You know, you could slip in some of your well, I don't know, wild tales, impressive tales.
And corn chowder. When you come home, we'll have a giant pot of it ready for you.
That'd be incredible.
Oh, honey, I will make that for you every day.
Whew.
Yeah, it's tough out here for a foodie. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Yes. Nope. I've, in all the travels, I mean, not that we had ever many means to buy the finer things, but I've never had anything to rival your mother's corn chowder.
You know, I haven't either.
Of course you haven't.
No. Oh, go on.
You know, we went to, just not that long ago, we were in that town Pumpkin, where they make the pumpkin spice.
Oh.
And you know, they were serving some of the grossest shit I ever ate in my life there.
Ugh.
Carameled candied gourds.
Candied gourds?
It was gross. It was like this squishy, soft pudding experience.
That's not right.
I find a barf.
Aim for the cup, honey.
Oh, shit.
No more beer. Honey, finish it for me.
Damn. Dad, maybe we gotta get y'all either heading home or into a bed for the night.
I want to meet my grandchildren.
They're okay.
Fine. The fluffiest bed you can afford.
I think we can find some fluff.
I like how you went from, like, I'll buy drinks to get me the nicest bed.
I'm a little more of a lightweight than I was before I became stone.
No, that's just good note.
Yeah, I mean, I guess y'all's tolerance would be down pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Hey, do you... Okay, here. Do you want to know the names of all the folks back at home?
Yes. My grandchildren? Tell me.
Okay, so... This guy, Billman, his last name's Loudspark, so everyone's Loudspark now.
Oh.
But their kids are Yodissa and Ronner.
Yodissa, Ronner.
They're good kids.
Good. Of course they're good kids. Your sister's raising them.
Yeah, that's for sure. They were, You should have seen Kangor trying to sit at our little tiny table in there.
That big orc.
Yeah, that, sometimes that he's more. Nice. Sometimes he's more of a big dork, but you
perhaps
know.
Oh dear. Perhaps we'll be able to convince him to have a seat when you come back. I mean, I just got to see that.
Does he like corn chowder?
He's vegetarian, so yes.
Well, we'll make a pot for him. Just for him.
Yeah, I think he'll be into it. All right, well, let's see. Let's find y'all. I gotta probably go find my friends here. I don't know where the hell everybody went, but let's find y'all a hotel room, and then maybe tomorrow we can get y'all set up with a carriage home.
That would be wonderful.
Let me... Call down to Hala or whoever. And
yes, how do you get out of this thing?
It's more intuitive than you think. You kind of just lean out and give a yell.
Go for it, honey.
Out!
Oh, yes. Is someone calling for out?
Yeah. Hey, Hala, Jacob, whoever.
It's Jacob. Yes, it's Jacob.
Great. You know, you sometimes y'all sound so similar.
Are twins, yes.
Yeah. So, hey, do you know a good place we can put my parents up for the night that's got fluffy beds?
Yes, I could pull a favor at the Vesuvian.
I've been stoned for 5 to 10 years. I need fluff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll bring you down. He'll bring the table on down for y'all. And he'll write down something on a bar receipt and hand it to you, and he goes, oh yes, the owner there, McCorvey, he owes me a favor, so you can stay at the Vesuvian for a night or two for free, because you know, for our hero Mr. Craggle Garrick, who is the savior of all of these people.
That's my son. Oh. Giggles and says it a little louder than necessary, since you know she's had a bit to drink.
Oh. It's everyone at all these tables, they can't hear you. But thank you. Yeah, that's nice.
My boy's hero.
My son.
Jacob will then say, oh, by the way, Craggle, I have a message here for you. Well, it's for you and your friends. It's just you and your parents here. But it seems like everybody is assembling at another bar called Toots for a celebration.
Toots.
Yes. Oh, yes, the pirate bar.
Oh. Okay.
Much more fun atmosphere, I guess, than from individual corners here.
Right. When I'm trying to get a party to go down.
Yes, maybe you should take parents and go party at Toots, and then you go stay at Vesuvian.
I don't know. Do you guys want to go party, or do you want to go to sleep?
I look over at your father, who's just, like, swaying on his feet.
Maybe I know the answer already.
Sleep while partying. Have a sleep party.
Oh, I think bed is probably a better option.
Yeah.
Bed.
I am actually pretty tired now that you mention it.
Have a party in bed.
I haven't slept in ages.
Well, they're definitely your parents, Grago.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, can we... Let's head on out to Vesuvius.
You can... You'll head out, and you'll make your way to the Vesuvius, which is just a little bit on, like, the nicer, richer part of town. Very nice French decor laid out.
What's French? What does that mean?
Well, this is for some other people who, you know... Whatever, Craggle, fuck off. as you're getting there, you can see that it's just a very nice, like, very high-tier hotel to stay at.
What did you say, like a four-star hotel?
Yeah, it's just four-star. Yeah, four out of five, sure.
Hell yeah.
Preeti kind of straightens out her little, I don't know, common dress. And walks a little more.
There'll be a couple humans all in nice suits behind the reception area.
Yeah. I'll walk up and just say, hey, what's up, y'all? My name's Craggle. My homies Holla and Jacob should have called ahead. Or no, I have a note, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a note. And I say, here. He sent me with this piece of paper.
He'll take it from you. He'll look at it with a disgusted look on his face.
Well, hey now.
Look to you, eye you up and down. Go back to the note. Look toward your parents, eye that up and down.
Creepy smiles and, like, waggles her fingers.
His eyes will narrow, but his lips will curl just a little bit as, like, trying to hide a smile. He'll put the note down, he'll talk to the other people behind him, and he'll say, yes, here you go. Room 308.
All right.
Just for you. Jesus. Have it for the next 3 days.
Holy moly. See, was that so hard? Thank you. 308.
Sir, please tell Jacob that I look forward to meeting him at his house for the next party.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Come on, honey.
Do tell.
I mean, let's get up to the room and I'll tell you everything. I know what goes down there.
I suppose so.
Okay, yeah, you head up to the room. So it's one of the nicest rooms you've ever been in, Craggle, for a hotel.
Wow. Salrose tests the fluffiness of the bed.
It's like a Casper mattress. Decadent.
Oh, name product placement.
Like this is brought to you by Casper.
I'm going to be sleeping in butter tonight.
I would bet if you asked, they would give you butter.
What about a hot bath?
They got those.
Yes, there's a private bathroom there as well.
Yes,
that's a small little fire imp elemental to make the water warm.
Whoa. Got some grit in my pants. I need to get out.
Oh, Salrose now. He doesn't need
stone. I'm talking about stone.
All right. Okay. So yeah, I mean, y'all got the full run of this place. I guess. Y'all think you're gonna stay here for 3 days, or do you want to get going back tomorrow?
I want to meet my grandchildren.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll put you in a carriage, and then we get 2 days to trash this place, and we'll see what we do. Okay. Well, I'm going to head out to Toots. I guess y'all have a good, restful night. You deserve it. No more statue time.
No more statue time. Thank you so much, son.
Creepy smiles at you and goes in for a hug.
Oh.
Salrose swarms in too.
Yeah.
She does the mom thing where she like sniffs your hair a little bit.
Whoa.
Let's go. It's so good to see you.
It's,
and it's going to be so good to have a hot bath.
Come here, boy.
And I wrap you in like an inescapable bear hug.
Oh, gosh.
You've made me proud.
All right. Well, actually, before I go here, Uncle Bros wanted me to give this back to you. I got my dad's ring on, and I'll pop that off and hold it out to him.
Oh, honey.
You saved it.
Unfortunately, you can't take your dad's ring off, Craggle.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. That's right. I can't take it off. It's like bit into my finger.
But, Craggle, this one time, it apparently does come off.
Oh.
What?
And there's like little, there's probably like little teeth marks in my finger, right?
Yeah.
Hey. What does that mean? I got questions for somebody somewhere.
No.
Well, maybe don't put this on right away.
No, you keep it. It's kept you safe all these years. It's been your piece of us. We keep it. It's yours.
All right. Well, I'm not putting it back on.
Your inheritance.
Oh, that's this one ring is my inheritance.
A part of it.
Great. Great. I'll put it in its own pocket by itself.
Preview's gonna like look around the room and then just walk over to a fancy pillow and like yank off a tassel. Or something like that, or steal a ribbon off the curtain and just gonna go ahead and like offer to string the necklace. Or string it through like a necklace.
Oh, do that. Yeah, that'd be great.
She goes ahead and ties it off and puts it over your neck and just kind of pats where it lands and smiles at you.
Okay, well, that's it. That's it for tonight. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to go to the pirate bar, see what's going on down there. And we'll be back, I guess, in the morning and put you on a cart.
Thank you, son.
Yeah, no problem.
You've made me proud. Remember that.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, even if you die, you'll have made me proud.
Don't say that. We just died. He found us.
I could die. He's not wrong.
I'll just pretend I didn't hear that part.
Okay. That's for real. Third time. Gotta go to the pirate bar. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Craggle, you make your way from the Venusian to Toots, this pirate bar, which is outlandish to be sure. This place is packed.
Hell yeah.
All right. Like, it is just full of people. There is drunken racketing going around. People are like, beer and liquor is being spilled everywhere. All right. And as you go in, you can just see that it's even more like compacted in there. It's hard to make your way through. Luckily, being the rogue gnome that you are, you can slip through spaces quite easily.
Yeah.
You know, just getting through people's legs. And you can find the rest of the group all having a good time at their own little private table.
Wow.
Drinking together, as everyone else is just like, their table is full of drinks from people just buying them drinks. You're not having to spend a dime tonight to buy a drink.
Sweet. Y'all drink all this stuff already? Wow.
I mean, if they're gonna put it on the table, we might as well drink it.
Yeah, you can't turn down a free drink. That's the law.
Nice. Good law. Good law, Vega.
I don't actually know whether that's the law in Vega. I just wanted it.
Well, I slam the table and I say, well, then it should be. I've been drinking also.
Craigle, do you want to get into lawmaking?
Absolutely not.
Oh. So how was it? How was being with your parents? What are they like now?
It was great. They're pretty much the same. Yeah, they just kind of wanted to hear everything that we've been up to and... they're over in this nice hotel tonight for a couple nights, and they wanted to sit in wanted fluffy pillows and hot baths. But yeah, they're chill. They're excited. They didn't know they had grandkids, so they're wanting to head home and meet the babies.
Sure. Are you?
But they're nice. They drink so much beer.
I mean, awesome. Are you going with them?
Not yet, because I think I feel, you know, been on this whole G name demon trip for long enough that I feel like I want to see that through.
Craigle, you want to defeat G God with me?
I will help. Yes.
Ah, yes. Pew pew, K team, going to kill G God.
Pew 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 pew. You, Craggle saying G God got me confused, and I thought you were saying capital G God.
G-God.
G-God, and I don't know who that would be, but I know who you're talking about now.
I mean, so. Man, it's crazy. Like everyone's stuff is wrapped up, other than, you know, that thing. Like,
yeah. My mom know. Is still out there, you know, but it's fine.
Well, she's on the other side of the continent.
Well, sure, but, you know, you've seen Eldath, and, you know, you chose your path, and Kraggle's his parents, and, you know, our dad's the Cat Lord. So.
Yeah, it all works out.
Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Your dad's a Cat Lord? Yikes.
Oh, you were with your parents. So the Cat Lord died. You
Great.
Saw that. And my dad took his place.
Oh. So, hang on.
Oh, you know our dad that's been missing for, like, ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Cat Lord the whole time. So.
Weird.
Training to be the next Cat Lord.
Well, you know. The Cat Lord's dead now, so fuck him. But hey, it's our dad, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's not gonna make us have to do shit, is he?
I don't think so.
Great.
Probably not.
Who knows?
Someone bringing more drinks.
The bar owner / bartender Toots McGlutes will come up.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Evan.
Off. I'm sorry, did you say Toots McGlutes?
Toots McGlutes.
Fuck
off.
What that ass do?
Butt feed the bar.
Oh, it too. Oh, it too.
Yeah, he'll come up with a whole tray of Midas Touch.
Wow.
It's like 8 shots of Midas Touch. And he'll go, here for our heroes. This is gifted to you by that Dragon Board party over there. You can see them all raise their hands and kind of give you a nod of what's up.
Wow. Do we know them?
Everyone knows us, Kangor.
I just feel weird accepting a drink from a stranger.
You've already accepted several drinks from strangers.
All this,
I hate to tell you.
The whole thing? What? Strange drinks.
Yeah. What?
We haven't paid for any of these. These are all from other people.
Feels weird.
It's the law.
It's not like they made them. They just told somebody else to bring them to us.
Anyway, I wave back to the Dragonborns to make sure that they know that we, like, saw them. So, yeah, thanks. Thumbs up. Great. Cool.
Thank you. I don't really drink, but thank you.
Every once in a while, someone will come up and ask for an autograph.
Can I get an autograph from y'all?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, you can.
And he'll hand you a napkin that he got.
Wait, are we signing this Wonder Team or Maniacs?
I have no idea. I was just about to ask the same question.
I mean, Maniacs? What do you mean?
Both of my names are just a K, so I'm just going to put a K on there. Mm.
Kangor says, do good. Be one with Eldath. Love. Kangor,
you're supposed to leave room for all of us to sign it. You've taken up the whole napkin.
Oh, yeah, I used the whole napkin. Sorry.
Flip it over.
Just okay. Right over his stuff.
No.
Yeah, I sign, and then I, Odd Thrill sign it.
OT, but the O is a bell.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. And then I hand the napkin back, and I say, and remember, we work on behalf of Scarlet back in Rax, so if you ever need to get your gambling in, or your dick wet, go to Scarlet's first.
Isn't this a kid?
I was just gonna say, how old does a child walk up in this bar?
I didn't say dick wet, did I? That was Kraggle. I was just saying we work on behalf of Scarlet. Tell your fucking friends, kid. Get out of here.
Kraggle.
Bye.
I just wanted to say that your bravery has convinced me to leave Vega. I'm gonna become an adventurer just like you guys.
How old are you?
Nice.
15.
That's okay. Okay. Age to start.
The first thing that you need to do is you need to go to the Eldath Temple and tell them
What the hell?
And they're gonna help you.
Will they?
Yes.
He's gonna,
right, Kangor?
He's gonna take that pen and he's gonna write it on his arm. Okay.
They should. Okay. Yeah, go
I'll
to
do that
way.
Right away. Thank you so much, heroes. Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
And he'll scamper off.
I really hope they talk him out of that.
If not, they're gonna make him a you know, an acolyte.
Well, that's hopefully. Fine. Then they won't send him traveling, right?
Yeah. I gave him an introduction on the napkin.
A letter of introduction.
Yeah. A couple letters.
Hey, I actually got a question that came from hanging out with my parents. So, okay. And the ribbon with the ring on it, Evan. I'm going to take it off and be like, so this was all chomped on my finger from Pumpkaboo. I was going to give it back to my dad, but it just, and I didn't know if it was going to come off or not, and it just slipped right off.
Wow, you really, really ruined your kinship day present, bud.
What?
Happy kinship day.
What do you mean?
That was my gift to you. You're welcome.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
How did you make it come off?
You end the contract?
Yes, I talked to Pumpkaboo. We've earned so much fucking goodwill that she let us out of it, for God's sake. You're welcome.
Whoa. Cool.
Don't expect another gift from me. That was it. That was a lot.
That's a pretty good gift.
Thank you.
Happy kinship day,
I guess. Yeah, wow. I put it back on.
That's pretty good.
It was going to be so cool, too. I was going to do this whole dramatic gesture. And
how was I supposed to know?
That's fine. Anyway, it was going to be really cool and dramatic, Craggle. Thanks for ruining it, but you're welcome.
Hey, I'll ask surprise tomorrow. I'll put it back on my finger.
Thank you.
Well,
yes.
So I'll make sure. Are you going to get it back to your dad before they leave?
No, they made it into a little necklace. My mom ripped part of the hotel room apart to make this necklace.
Oh, that's nice.
She tore it off of the curtain or the pillow or something.
It is genetic, then, what you're like.
Yes.
Thrifty. Sure. Thrifty.
Mm-hmm. And suddenly you'll hear the band just stop.
Oh, God.
And the owner is going to go up toots, and he's going to say, I just want to thank everybody for coming here and enjoying this wondrous night and raise a toast to our heroes here. If you all wouldn't mind standing up.
I push my chair back. Stand up.
Yeah.
Stand on my chair.
Hi, hello, hi.
Everyone else will raise their glass and they'll say, to the heroes who saved all of those trapped inside the tower. How many countless lives you have saved today, and how many new lives you have brought forth after this. The exponential rates are astounding. May this live forever in memory. And then you'll hear a song start to play.
Top part of the ancient reigns, the hot head of the crew. She is a Siamese tabaxi, twin sister to our thrill. She's got the brains and gambits, and known to raise the dead. To do a spell and like stuff, ladies muscular and big.
How do they know that?
They are in fact the absolute maniacs. A crew of sassy warriors always got each other's backs. Rescuing and questing the world, the towns and trails. The absolute maniacs will certainly prevail.
Is this a full song?
The thrill of the ancient reigns, the leader of the crew. Cleric
I'm
of the
leader?
Cat Lord, a Siamese tabaxi.
That's news to me, I didn't know that.
She's got wisdom and logic, and yearns for more respect, and to be seen as sexy and fancy by all.
Excuse me?
Who wrote this?
They are
I just
fact,
start
the
taking
maniacs,
the Midas touch shot. Federer,
give me, I'll drink Tango. I can't handle this.
The world, the
I'm very nervous for my verse.
Will certainly prevail.
Only Top Cards was good so far.
Half-orc barbarian can go fire
blood. That's you.
Believes in the god Elders, tries to convert everyone.
Yeah, true.
A sweet and pleasant fellow until you get him riled. Loves nature and for all death wants the black decay exiled.
Oh, that's hard rhyme, yeah. That's pretty good.
They are in fact the absolute maniacs.
Oh,
a crew of sassy warriors always got each other's backs. Rescuing and questing the world, the towns and trails. The absolute maniacs will certainly prevail.
How did they come up with this so fast?
That was crazy.
No more Craggle Garrick, armed with his short bow and his flame sword Fraggle Rock. He's a hothead known to boast. Best of friends with Kangor and sets things he hates to flames. lost two fingers by the sieve and a connoisseur of taste.
Oh.
Rude that they did not call the bow Carmichael.
They are, in fact,
how is he going to fit Carmichael in there?
I don't know.
Just so you all know the bow's name is Carmichael. Rescuing and questing. He was a very good friend of ours.
He was great.
The maniacs certainly prevailed.
They saved the town of Pumpkin from tainted.
That was just recently.
Wow. They're up on our shit.
Possession of their lives, and many refugees were saved in close warfare.
That was a long time ago.
From the tech of the Stormblood clan and saved the world from the great old ones.
Oh, we did that.
Oh, I didn't know that people knew about that.
They are in fact.
I don't know. I don't know where we got their info.
Who are sassy warriors always got each other's backs. Rescuing and questing the world, the towns and trails, the absolute maniacs will certainly.
I mean, sing along. You know the chorus at this point. Come on.
I don't got a good rhythm.
Backs.
Rescuing and questing the world, the towns and
trails.
The maniacs will certainly prevail.
Prevail.
Great. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Everyone cheers.
I saw.
But Bones is up on the table now, just like bouncing and
crazy.
And all the shot glasses and all the drinks are clattering because Bones is just bouncing across the table.
I'm trying to save all the drinks that as they're like tipping and I'm drinking them.
Man, that's crazy they made that up right on the spot. That's wild.
The bars in this town. I mean, yeah, a little clunky, but I mean, improv, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Bones didn't get a verse either, I noticed.
Oh, man, we gotta get Bones. Oh, man.
Can you do a verse for Bones?
In the next version? In the next version? Can we get Bones in? Not right now.
You make a sequel song.
Just know that Bones, our cat, is a mimic. That's all.
Yeah. All just right. Make a song about Bones.
Bones turns into a lute with legs.
Oh, cute.
and he starts walking around the floor of the bar trying to find the bard.
And you'll all party until the wee hours of the morning.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on Indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.